The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Look at this. I have completed my square background, and I went for a reddish color on the left, on my left, and a more dark colors on the right. I might add a few elements. I think the squares are visually aggressive a little bit. I would like to make them a little less bright, perhaps put some elements that are softer to the eye, but that is the artwork I've been wanting to create for a long time, and now we have it, a full squared Minecraft inspired background. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? This weekend, I went to the Truffle Burger at the local public eatery. What a burger. This threw me on a whole quest of understanding, because if I'm going to write white people food, I need to train the readers. I need to teach how to make a proper burger. And I realized just how much a proper burger relies on the bun. It's all about the bun. The patty is also important, but it's not really about the ingredients. The ingredients, they play 5 to 10% of the role, but it's all about the bun. And so I've been studying this weekend various techniques. There's the pretzel bun, there's the tangzong, a Chinese technique for a softer bun with a roux to start the process of developing the gluten in the bun. I haven't achieved a perfect bun yet, but I'm working on it. And once I find a recipe that is working, I will share it in White People Food. I want every reader of the book to be able to produce a restaurant-grade top burger and understand the science of the burger. This was in Medicine Hat, Alberta. Beautiful, just very thin tomatoes, thin sliced red onions, mushrooms, Swiss, arugula. Extremely tasty burger. Just perfect. Very simple. Ross Chifley says, Jeff, can you please address the Goybeam ADL warning? Funniest thing I've seen in months. Oh, yeah, it's, you know how the ADL documents everything? So they documented this Goybeam, which would be a laser beam coming from Saturn to enslave the people. I laughed my ass off when I saw it. That is why I retweeted it. Amazing. Marby Dog says, I like pretzel or a King Hawaiian bun. Well, I guess I'm going to have to do some readings about it. I don't know these things so much. But yeah, and then we had the Return to the Land has been highly criticized for their Thanksgiving dinner. They took a picture of this and people were complaining, this is poor food, this is improperly done. No, personally, I think there must be some good stuff in there, let me tell you. You know, it's okay that cuisine is not always super well presented. What do we have here? An egg salad maybe, or macaroni salad? We have mimosa egg, beautifully done with paprika. We had a mushy I don't like the texture of this veggie dip. Should be smoother, but okay. We have celeries that are covered in what? Cheese whiz, peanut butter, whatever that is, with raisins. Okay, okay, a little bit rustic. Crudité, very good. Just crude vegetables. This looks good. I don't know what's in there. Some Wellington puff pastry. I don't know. Is there a stuffing in there? No idea. By the way, I will apologize in advance. I have the sniffles. All my family, we all have the sniffles, and everyone is just sneezing. So apologize in advance if I end up sneezing in the mic. I will try to mute it when I can. And Rodi Lassid says, I mean, the bun looks very thick. Yes, but it was magically fluffy. So magically fluffy. Yes, it's a very large bun. If you have dense bread, this bun would be too big. But this bun was super fluffy, and I believe it's the Tangzong technique, because it typically this technique is used to make the bread fluffier. Then we have little salty crackers with pepperoni and cheese, like grocery store grade, marbled, orange, white and jalapeno cheese. Okay, acceptable. The choice of pepperoni is not the worst pepperoni you can get, but also it lacks a refinement, but it's okay for a shack return to the land style dinner. And then, you know, a turkey. Definitely overcooked, definitely disgusting to the eye, but you know that this is good. You know, this is a stuffed turkey. You know that this stuffing is dripping with juice from the turkey. And it's like, okay, does it really matter if it's not, if it's a little bit overcooked? Roasted turkey, always good. And the stuffing is always good. And here we have slices of roast pork with cranberry sauce. Okay, simple decoration, but this, you know, it's good. You know, it looks good. Well cooked pork roast, absolutely interesting. And then what do we have here? Are those little homemade bread rolls with mashed potatoes? Well, you know this is good. You know this is good with some vinaigrette. Look, this is... I don't know why people are complaining. I would love if my book, White People Food, would be the official book of Return to the Land. I would love if the females of Return to the Land, they cook for their husband with my book. It's going to be awesome. Stephen Robinson says, JF, did you watch Candace today? If I'm not mistaken, she thinks Brigitte was on one of the Egyptian planes and could be using a unit of the Foreign Legion to populate the area where Charlie was assassinated. I haven't watched, so I don't know. I haven't seen these claims. They sound hilarious. Brigitte Macron undercover in an Egyptian plane with sunglasses, maybe taking back her a different gender form to fool people better. That sounds like a very fun theory, but I haven't watched the Kenda show, so I don't know. Jay-Z Masso says, for my burger buns, I use a mixture of eggs, shredded cheese, and fried pork rinds. Once blended, I pour it in the waffle maker until cooked. It tastes very good and is very low carb. Wow, fried pork rinds in a bun. Wow, that sounds great, bro. I would love to hear more about your recipe if you want to send it to me in DM on Discord or Twitter. And I might include it in White People Food. I love these people who have taken the time to invent stuff on their own and discover stuff on their own. Of course, the eggs, that is a fundamental aspect of burger buns. They have more eggs than a baguette bread, for example, and they have more sugar. Give me one moment, I'm sneezing. It's amazing what's happening to the cold, you know, because when I was young, I used to always cough. I had these big coughing bouts, and when I got a virus, it was like... But now, since COVID, it seems that the game completely changed. The game changed for nasal infection. I don't really get those deep coughing infections anymore. But I get the nasal infections. That is weird. King of Rock and Roll says, how's the insemination mission going, Papa? We'll see. We'll see. You know, when I establish a contact with a woman, I have to... There needs to be lots of things laid out. There's lots of rules when you enter Papa JF's life. And so we'll see. It's impossible for me to say at this point what will happen. Let us hope. But at the same time, I have many children. I don't know if I absolutely need a girlfriend. I'm willing to inseminate, of course, to help humanity. But my exponential spree into the next generation is already guaranteed. I might have 100 grandchildren. I might very well have 100 or something like that grandchildren. Ever use a Navage? They are great. I don't know what a Navage is. Fresh Designs GFX says, what's your favorite dish of all time? Well, the Montreal smoked meat sandwich from Schwartz is there. The plug à Champlain of Le Pied de Cochon is there. The duck in a can of the Pied de Cochon is among there. And any sort of foie gras is also among my favorite meals. My favorite self-made meal is foie gras, seared in maple syrup, and I made crystallized maple syrup, raspberry, cashew nuts, and sous vide cooked duck breast with thin slices of pear or pear fries, with a boiled bok choy on the bottom, with sauces, a mix of two sauces, one a reduction of raspberries, one a brown sauce mixed together over the duck. That is my best expression of me cooking. I will say the haggis has been my most recent discovery. The haggis is quite something, absolutely delicious. Any sort of blood sausage is always excellent. Jambon de Bayonne or prosciutto. All of this is part of my memories of the best things I've eaten. We have a student who has been assaulted. Let's see what she has to say.
So I just watched the footage of my assault, and I'm going to say it's definitely violent. Thank you so much, my best friend Summer, for literally going to the liquor store where it happened in front of and getting the surveillance footage of the assault. Like, I'm shocked I even got this. I have sent it to NYU security, and they're forwarding it to the police, and it actually is the guy that has been assaulting many girls around campus right now. He is a tall white male with long brunette hair and a long brunette beard, and is wearing gray sweatpants and a big black puffer jacket and a blue towel around his neck. So if you see him, please call 911 and report him to the police, because they are looking for him, because he has done this to so many girls, and this is like disgusting. So I'm just gonna say, like, trigger warning, because like it's honestly a really hard watch, like, just for me, just because it like happened to me, but like like, just, like, watch if you're interested, but, like, it's definitely not cute.
So this is right before it all happened, so I circled where I'm walking. I just crossed the street, and I'm walking down the right side of Broadway, and then you can see that he literally followed me across the street, and that's him right there, and he literally targets me and approaches me and does this.
Oh, so he slapped her on the ass. Oh.
And he literally targets me and approaches me and does this.
A slap on the ass. Well, you know. And she says he's a white man. I'm sorry, but this doesn't look like a white man. It looks like an Arab.
She approaches me and does this.
Probably an old Arab man, or maybe a mentally ill, homeless.
You can tell literally everyone around is literally in shock. These girls, like, don't know what to do. It's so terrible. And then they...
Oh, bro. Woman, have it easy. I mean... You got a slap on the ass and you're traumatized. Men get beaten. I'll be back in a second. Well, yeah, women have it easy. I mean, if this is the most rough assault that you'll be the victim of in your life, not too bad. Though it is an assault, no question. I hope this guy gets caught. Roddy Lassid says Middle East or Indian. That's my impression. An old guy with gray hair, but. A certain tan to his skin. We have a guy who was tripping on cocaine. He had swallowed cocaine, and people and him are complaining that the police didn't save him. But in the years post Derek Chauvin, you cannot physically restrain a guy who's giving signs that he may be about to die from drugs that he has ingested. Because any action you do, even if it was to help, you know, Derek Chauvin thought he was helping. Derek Chauvin thought he was restraining to calm down George Floyd. But you can't do a single action. So what do the cops do? Well, they call the ambulance and they just stand there. They have to wait.
Put my chest!
Relax.
Put my chest!
Put my chest!
We can't do
CPR.
Jim, put my chest!
You are alive and well and talking. Relax.
Hey, save me, girl. Come on my heart.
Relax.
Come on my heart. Come on my heart. I swear to God. Hey, come on my heart. Please. Come on.
Put your heart. There's nothing they can do. They can't CPR a guy who's speaking. If you're speaking, you're breathing. If you're breathing, your heart is working.
My heart.
Just relax.
Come on, my heart. Hey!
I'll pray about
it. Alex, put me in. Give me CPR. Come.
Relax.
They did that.
Relax.
It's not me, man.
Just stay calm.
It's not me.
Okay, we know.
Like, these guys, they would have an amazing higher probability of surviving if they just shut up. You have no idea how much energy you're wasting. You are putting maximal strain on your heart when it's already being threatened by the drugs you've ingested. You're making movements while being constrained. You are exerting yourself, and on top of it, you're exerting yourself speaking. If you have anything if you suspect that there's anything wrong in your heart, whether by accident or because of drugs, the one medical recommendation is absolutely zero exertion. In fact, in the hospital, the nurse will be told if even you change bed, they will have three guys come and lift you up and put you in the other bed just because they're afraid that just you standing and getting into the other bed will kill you. And so remember this, if you have a heart suspicion or problem or a heart attack, minimal exertion. Be zen.
What was that?
No, just stay calm.
What was that? Yeah, record that.
We called up.
We're going to get paid. Come on, my heart.
We finally get paid. Where is the emergency service? So did he just get his paycheck and he spent it on a bag of cocaine? And why did he ingest the cocaine? Was it to hide it from the police?
Come on, my heart. Come on, my heart. Come on, my heart. Come on, my heart.
Relax. Hey, relax. 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 Just breathe, man.
Man, many of these guys would actually survive if they shut the fuck up.
Breathe.
Why y'all not gonna save me? Why y'all not gonna save me?
Right there.
Why y'all not gonna save me? Hey, come here.
Relax.
Hey, come save me. Come. Yes, you can. Come save me. Come save me.
Just
hey, come
relax.
Save me. Come save me. Put my chest.
Relax.
Put my chest. Put my chest.
We can't do
put
Oh, God. There is no such thing as putting a chest. What does that even mean? Put my chest. Ty Rogerson says, if you play dead, you're more likely to live. Absolutely. It's as simple as this. Grimes is pissed because the replacement wombs are coming. So Leonat was saying, I can't really emphasize this enough. Artificial wombs are basically the end for women. Once androids equipped with AI can sport artificial wombs, men will have essentially no reason to interact with women at all. I'm imploring women, lose weight and stop being cunts before it's too late. Absolutely. I cannot wait for the era where we can leverage this. I know it's not natural and it will be a divergence from nature. I'm not entirely for it. But I'm certainly for it so that we improve women. If the artificial womb can be used as leverage to say, hey, either you're not being evil, mentally retarded, or hallucinating all the time, or I'm going for the artificial womb. I hope that we can use that pressure to improve female behavior. Kovi Clown says, Jeff, where would the eggs come from? I mean, in the artificial womb, it would be an egg donor of some sort. I guess you can always pay women and they will go through the process. There's already egg donors that already exist. It's a procedure, so the eggs have to be surgically taken from the woman. There's no way to get them out by any other means than surgically, so it is a minor surgery, but women will do this for a couple $1,000s. So, I mean, can you imagine the choice between, let's say this technology develops to a point where it's $5,000. Can you imagine you can have a baby for $5,000 compared to a woman? Do you know how much a woman costs in terms of emotional investment, care? At all times, all day, every day. And she's never going to be happy. For $5,000, you get the receipt, you get the warranty, you're going to get an actual try at having a baby. How many years of your life do you have to dedicate for having the equivalent of that service from an actual woman? It's a fucking nightmare. GM for the People says one generation of moratorium on artificial womb, TRP ban confirmed. All right, okay. The artificial womb does not imply TRP. There's many ways in which the technologies could be combined, but ultimately, when you are with the artificial womb, what you're doing is you're replacing the parental care. You're replacing the parental care that is to be a mother during pregnancy. And you're replacing it with a machine that probably does it better without all of the nagging and the annoyance. Grimes was pissed at the ID. She says, pregnancy is 9 months. Motherhood takes a lifetime. Your issue isn't woman's appearance or nagging. Your issue is that you have evidently never known love. See, this is fucking amazing. Within two sentences, she both complains that it's not the nagging, we're not nagging you, you're delusional, you're not being nagged. And she also nags him. What does she jump to immediately after denying the nagging? She says, your issue is that you have evidently never known love. Suggested by this sentence, you are not deserving of love. No woman will ever love you. You are a loser. Now, women, psychologically, they want this. They want, and you'll see this in separation, you'll see this when they're accumulating frustration after separation. They want you to be sterilized. They hate you. They hate anything about you. They want you to go through emotional rejection, love rejection. This is exactly what Grimes is deploying here. This is textbook woman behavior. By the way, men don't do this. Have you ever heard a man, a truly manly man? I'm not talking about a feminized city dweller. But a real man, have you ever heard them say, oh, you're an incel, you're such a loser, no one loves you. It's not about the nagging, it's about your behavior. You should change. You're not interesting. You're not worth it. That is absolutely an element of pure female psychology. Canada is working on Bill C-9, the bill to combat hate. So Bill C-9 aims to basically make more things hate speech in Canada. I don't know where it will head. I don't even know what it will imply for us public speakers, because it all depends on how these things are interpreted. I'll have to read the bill when it's passed. I don't think it's passed yet. But the idea is also to remove the exemption for religious speech. So there was an exemption in the classical, the currently existing bill for hate speech in Canada, where if it's from the Bible, if it's from a religious book, it's not hate speech. It cannot be prosecuted for hate speech. I think it's kind of irrelevant, because I think a modern YouTuber or streamer doesn't really quote the Bible directly. So it's like this protection is not so important. But it was a protection that was meant to secure the idea that, you know, maybe there is, all religions are bar some degree of speech about others, you know, about the non-converted, the infidels. And in the Romans, there are descriptions of the behavior of the Jews with respect to Jesus Christ. All of this doesn't really matter to modern discourse. There will always be ways where you can still quote the Bible, but just say, I'm not advocating for what's in there. But it's sad that speech is being pursued, and it's in combination between the Liberals and the Québécois, Bloc Québécois. It sucks. Jay-Z Masso says, hate is the youth secret of Dr. Duke, if I'm not mistaken. Oh yeah, just before an interview, we were about to go live, me and Dr. Duke. And he said, JF, do you know what's the secret of youth? Do you know how I keep my youth? And he said this as a joke. He didn't mean it for real. But I said, well, what's the secret of youth? How do you look so great, David? And he said, hate. I was laughing my ass off, because it was obviously a joking play on the fact that everyone calls him hateful. And I was like, David, don't do that joke live, please. It's a great joke. Don't do it live. Trump has warned Israel not to interfere in Syria. He warned them on a Truth Social post. He said, it is very important that Israel maintain a strong and true dialogue with Syria and that nothing takes place that will interfere with Syria's evolution into a prosperous state, Trump said on his Truth platform. Trump said he was very satisfied with Syria's performance under former Islamist rebel President Hamed al-Shara, who made a historic visit to the White House in November. It's hard to understand where this guy stands, because I have always seen him as a puppet of the Israeli regime. The way he went into Syria and with support from the IDF, and the way he challenged the rule of Assad and expelled Assad. Assad had to flee to Russia. I've always seen this as a Israeli move, and it was back then. Now, recently, the same guy that did this revolution, who happens to look like Zelensky, the same guy has reverted a little bit, and he has shown willingness to let the Russian army come back into Syria. So that's a first sign that he may not be totally Israeli aligned. And then now you have Trump saying that Israel should step back because they went into Syria. They faced, they sent ground troops. There were shootings and there were some losses on both sides, I believe. Israeli forces killed 13 people on Friday in southern Syria. And so Trump is appealing to peace here. I think that's the right way to go. But of course, Israel is probably feeling entitled to controlling Syria because it's their guy that they pushed in, that they allowed this this overtake of Assad, of the Assad regime. So I think it's like any of these Arab nations, they will return to their default state no matter what you do. There is no such thing as regime control through military invasion, and you always end up with the Taliban's returning. You always end up with the Al-Qaeda returning. It seems that it's not an intelligent move to be bombarding nations and attacking nations to control them. What's been very successful, though, on the side of Israel is controlling with money. Countries like Egypt, they are completely controlled by floods of enormous amounts of money that they just can't say no to. And so they become enslaved progressively with money to Israeli interest and American interest. We have a tikka masala flavored chips, a Canadian limited edition by Lay's. Yeah, there are these limited edition chips by Lay's that are sometimes very good. Now, this one I've never tasted. I don't think I would want a tikka masala chip, but maybe Piers Morgan could be a taker. I'll be back in a minute. For me, the special Lay's flavor that I like is they have a turkey Thanksgiving flavor. That's a good one. They have chicken flavors that are pretty good. maybe Piers Morgan would like the tikka masala one once a week. Russia proclaims final victory over key city of Pokrovsk on eve of Putin-Witkov peace plan meeting. Russia finally and formally announced Monday Its forces have captured the city of Pokrovsk in eastern Ukraine, the long-fought-over strategic military logistics hub, as well as the city of Vovchansk in the northeast. The capture of Pokrovsk has long been seen as inevitable. After starting weeks ago, Russian troops were filmed patrolling freely and casually in a southern district of the city, which had a pre-war population of 60,000. Russia's military chief of staff, Valery Gerasimov, on Sunday had informed President Vladimir Putin of the liberation of the cities of Krasnoarmeysk and Vovchansk. All right, so minor progress, progression on the side of the Russian army. Not as massive as those of the beginning of the war, but that is the war of attrition that is the current state and has been the state for a long time between Ukraine and Russia. I find it completely stupid that the West is funding this infinite war of attrition, just pouring resources, just creating more human suffering. But what will we have in the end? We will have pretty much what the current front lines are. David Smith says, Mr. Bean was right. We have the recipes. They can go back now. The food argument for immigration. What a fraud. Iran captures another tanker in Strait of Hormuz for fuel smuggling. A vessel carrying 350,000 liters of smuggled fuel operating under the flag of Eswatini was seized and taken to Bushehr. There are 13 crew members on board, all from a neighboring country in India. The kingdom of Eswatini has no connection whatsoever to the vessel reported to be seized in Iran, and we reject in the strongest terms any attempts to associate our country with maritime criminality. Okay, so it looks like it's... Who is it then? Who is this? They definitely have a lot of fuel. Which country is it? I don't know who wants to smuggle or pass fuel in the Strait of Hormuz. I have no idea. An important reminder, women have aborted 48% of Gen Z pregnancies. Do you see the connection? Women can't get men because men have no reproductive rights. No reproductive rights for men, no intimate relationships, and no babies. Get it? Extremely important realization that, you know, in the fight for demographics, the white population has been absolutely just killing itself in the womb, and it's because of female choice. This needs to change. We need to address this. It needs to be more complicated to have an abortion. This is absolutely ridiculous. Even I won't believe that these women are actually happy about their choice. I know they can get an actress or two to say publicly that she's so happy about it because it allowed her career. But you're not going to make me believe that the cashier at Walmart is happy about her abortion. You're not going to make me believe that these women who would have received all of the care by the state and by employment insurance, they would if not by their husbands, to continue on with the baby. I don't think that makes a woman happy to know that she has had an abortion. Appeals court rules Alina Haba unlawfully serving as U.S. attorney for New Jersey. In the latest legal blow to the Trump administration, a federal appeals court on Monday ruled that Alina Haba is unlawfully serving as New Jersey's top prosecutor. She's been attacked again and again. They say she's not fit to be this title, that title, and Trump renames the title. He says, okay, now she's not general attorney, she's attorney general or whatever. They tried various tricks, but definitely this is a targeting of Trump, a targeting of a liar for being pro-Trump, for having defended Trump in various situations. Did a German court just shatter one of the Biden era's biggest lies? It is often said that the first casualty when war comes is truth. A criminal warrant just issued in Germany shows that war continues to claim its victims. This week, a German court issued an arrest warrant for Ukrainian Serhiy Kuznetsov, which may finally confirm what was long suspected, that Ukraine was responsible for the 2022 sabotage of the Nord Stream pipelines in the waters near Denmark and Sweden. An absolutely dishonorable action, probably backed up by American power, English power, but ultimately committed by Ukraine or by Poland as part of the tactic of complete attrition of Russia. Absolutely unjust, because it's not that this gas was meant to serve war efforts, whereas Russia has always kept its war against Ukraine to be a military war. Ukraine has decided to try to be an economic burden to Russia. And it's like, first, you're fading, and second, you're making it longer for yourself too. I'll be back in a second. Ty Rogerson says, a way to troll young woman would be to remove all serial killers from true crime podcast episodes and just discuss abortions. Good idea. I don't know if it would make the views, but it's an interesting direction. Luigi Mangione's lawyers are trying to get his case thrown out. Luigi Mangione, accused of shooting United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel last December, is entering a crucial week-long pretrial hearing in New York State Court. The hearing will focus on whether the evidence collected against him was obtained legally and if his statements to police violated his constitutional rights. So I remember that he was making that point from the start. It's probably something that he's asked to his lawyer. I would be very surprised that this will be qualified as a illegally obtained evidence. It all revolves around the fact that he was captured in a McDonald's. Someone recognized him, called the police, an old guy drinking coffee at the McDonald's. The police came in, got him, and then got his backpack. And he's taking issue with the fact that he got his backpack. And perhaps they looked into his backpack. Now, maybe he has a point, you know? This hero of the modern Gen Z females who are adoring and sexualizing him. Maybe Luigi is right. If they looked into the backpack without a warrant, is that a violation of private property? Maybe. But then I don't think that will cancel the whole process. I think there might be things they found in the backpack that is not admissible in court. But I think the process will go on. The prosecution will go on. And even if he happened to be right that they didn't have the right to look into the backpack without a warrant, Do they? Not sure. I mean, they probably can for reasons of security. They probably can look into it to ensure that there's not a bomb, that they can bring it to the police station. But can they look into it and find evidence for the trial without a warrant? It's a good question. Is a backpack a private space? King of Rock and Roll says, went on a date with a Gen Z girl and it was better than the millennial woman I've been with. Good to know. One moment. Yeah, bro, on the age of woman, just the 35-year-old woman, they're just broken. They're, you just, if you can avoid going for it. At times I went for it because I felt, okay, well, you know, it's better to have one baby than none. But if you're looking for someone amazing with whom to spend life and for actual pleasurable fun in life, the 35-year-old woman is absolutely broken inside. And she's never going to be happy. Beachfront says, oh, wow, your background blocks board looks amazing, JF. Great job, Papa. So glad that you're back on YouTube. I'm happy to be here. I think we can grow the show a little bit in the next few months as I get back into the feels of YouTube. We get a better decor. We can meme a little more. We can clip a little more. I hope to find the time to produce quality shows to the best of my capability, remaining, of course, a single father, first and foremost. Yeah, so I'm happy that we finally have a decor because it's been a full 1 year without a decor. Now we are starting to have something behind. King of Rock and Roll says, no more woman for me over 25. Well, that's a strong threshold. It depends on your own age, of course. But yeah, definitely, the younger the woman, the less psychologically bizarre they will be, the less broken they will be by life. And they will have this sprinkle of life in them still. Because the 35-year-old woman is just sperm hunting and she's gonna betray you. She will not start liking men at 35. If she's been living without men up to 35, she's crystallized in that state. And she's never gonna be any tolerant of anything. So that is it for tonight, boys. I'm sneezing so much, I have to pause every few minutes. So let's make it a short show. And tomorrow I will be on the Courrier du Coeur. The Courrier du Coeur, my love line in French. So I will not be doing a regular show tomorrow, but I'll be back on the regular show Wednesday. Much love to everyone and sleep well. King of Rock and Roll adds, younger women don't care as much about money. They don't ask for much. Exactly. The old woman, they are absolutely draining. They expect all sorts of things. They want you to be in a certain way. It's like, okay, you've lived with your imaginary husband for all of your life, and now you want me to become him? Fuck off.